is a slightly complicated slide by necessity, because we now are increasingly recognizing that that clinical and radiological and histological diversity to some extent can be explained by different genotypes. We now know, for example, that the low-grade neoplasia family, shown in the top half of this slide, looks different histologically because it is different. It has biologically expresses different markers on its surface, and that's a consequence of a different genotype to the intermediate and in particular to the high-grade disease. We also now know that the low-grade DCIS, which very commonly has this loss of 16q and gain of 1p on the chromosomes, does not turn into intermediate-grade DCIS, which turns into high-grade DCIS. We know that because we don't see it histologically, but we've now shown it because this loss of 16q that you see in the low-grade neoplasias is not seen in the high-grade disease. And, of course, you wouldn't expect a process to lose part of a chromosome and then magically gain it as it became more aggressive. So we know that this process is different from this process and doesn't progress into that. We know also that the same genotype that you see in low-grade clonal proliferations is what you see in the low-grade invasive lesions. So low-grade DCIS doesn't progress into high-grade DCIS, which then magically progresses into low-grade invasive cancer, which progresses into high-grade invasive cancer. We've got separate pathways. So low-grade neoplasia turns into low-grade invasive cancer, and high-grade DCIS turns into high-grade invasive cancer. And that has, of course, put everyone into looking in more detail at how we can treat or should treat differently those different forms of the disease.